Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jared Freed and I am here with the Betches. Samantha, Aileen, Jordana. Hey. How are we doing?
We're great. Hi.
We're so excited to
Aileen just faked enthusiasm so hard.
It's hot in here.
It's getting hot.
I'm wearing a turtleneck. Yeah. It's not really sexy for this podcast.
Hopefully it'll just get more heated as we talk about some exciting shit that's going on in the dating world.
That's what this podcast is all about. This is the first episode. We are talking dating in an honest, open way where no one gets offended, and giving advice and talking out from the male and female perspective what's going on right now. Because I think we've talked about it enough, and you guys have a podcast, Beschlap, where I've been a guest, and you guys have been on my podcast.
Well, we started our podcast because we were guests on yours originally.
Exactly.
We had so much fun.
And the feedback I get is how well we talk it out. Because we come from similar backgrounds, and it's like we're all in this dating minefield together, and it's a dating world that is so different than the one our parents had to deal with.
For sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
They didn't have Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, all the apps, Hinge. They didn't have
DM.
Sliding in the DMs. Yeah. This is what it's about, is having that open conversation, and I'm excited because I think this will be... I think the audience is going to love it. And and if you're out there, share it with your friends. Let them know about You Up, the dating podcast that is starting today.
Yeah, we're very excited too.
Can you tell?
Yeah, and make sure if you have anything you want us to discuss or you want us to talk about any broader topics, or you have a specific question that you want our advice on, please email us at youup@betches.com. That's UUP@betches.com.
Nice.
UUP@betches.com. And also, listen, the structure for now, we're going to work it out over time. This is the first episode. Who knows what it will become. But right now, we're going to open up with a kind of a broad dating topic. We're going to move to emails, and then we're going to play some games.
Well, people have been emailing us for years about advice, and it's always usually it started off all about dating, and now we do career and stuff, but that's what we do on our podcast. So I'm really excited to just talk about dating and give we never really sugarcoat anything. And I think that's what we have in common, and I think that's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
Exactly. And I think that's all anyone really gives a shit about is
for sure.
The truth. And dating and how to not end up alone.
How many people how to not end up alone? And also how many people are talking about not wasting time? And you know who's wasting the most of your time? Your best friend. Because they're afraid to tell you about the bullshit you're dealing with and the stuff you're putting up with. And I see it from girls all the time. I get messages, saying well, he did this and said this and said that and did this. And I was like, when's the last date you went on?
Right.
It's when did you make a move? And so today we're going to start out. Jordana brought a topic to start out with today.
The topic today is your dating app profile picture.
Dating app profile picture.
Yes.
So any dating app.
Any dating app, what the main picture that you put. Obviously, there's many pictures, but what your main picture.
Have you guys all been on the apps?
You.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've all been on the apps.
Yes. At one point or another, we've all been on the apps.
Dating apps.
Yes.
And you say that so sadly.
Yeah.
At one point or the other.
Yeah.
We've all. You sound like you just went on a hike.
Right.
Climbed a tough mountain.
Just it's over.
Yeah. I took the SATs.
Well, that's another thing. It's so interesting because a lot of girls talk about the apps, or when they get in relationships, it really sounds like they already are through that version of their life. A lot of guys are living on these things, and they're hanging at the party.
And they like that.
Dancing.
Right.
And all the girls are when are we leaving this party?
Right. Yeah, that is exactly what it's like, really.
And I think a lot of girls get in trouble because even if you're in a relationship, you're listening to this right now, you're thinking to yourself, I'm in a relationship. I don't need any help. Well, maybe you're just avoiding going back to the party.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of girls out there that are I've done the party. Yeah, but you're...
They're not calling
up.
It the party.
Well, yeah, they're calling it.
No, they're I've done the apps.
I've done the apps. I'm sick of it. And I'm, what do you guys, there was an article that you said that was out there.
Yeah, it's about...
So there's an article on Bravo that says that if you want to attract a quality guy who wants to date you, your profile picture can't be that sexual. Or it can't. It has to be, like, a little conservative.
Not that provocative, right?
Right. It has to be, like, slightly... or like, your boobs can't be out. Not and a like, it should pick. Right. Yeah. I think yes and no. I think I've heard from... I have a few brothers, and I've heard that guys don't... I mean, like, they want to see a full body picture to make sure you don't just, like... have a cute face and
don't be hiding behind a truck.
I don't think it should be the main photo. Like, I don't, because then it's like, it shows what you're, like, you're
putting
trying to,
forward.
What you're giving. Like, it's sort of like what,
right.
What you wear to work is how you want to present yourself. It's like the same thing. Mm-hmm. How, what you want, what you put as your first impression photo is how you want to present yourself.
So it has also, to be, it has like, to be alluring enough that someone, I think, wants to keep looking, but not so alluring that they're like, this girl's trying to get fucked.
There's also like shades of provocativeness or of like what you're showing. Like, you don't have to look really conservative and be the only, like, your goal is to be dating someone and marrying them, or you could just be like not completely exposed and like avoid people if you assume you want to be in a serious relationship. And you could avoid getting like hit on by people who are not looking for that at all.
I agree with all this. I think I get no, because I do. I
we're
think
supposed it's, to disagree.
No, but I'm not looking to disagree, but I do have I have an additional point just from like a guy's, you know, perspective. I do a lot of like dating app makeovers. Like, people will send me their dating app pictures, and I'll be like, and the girls do the same.
You're like
thing.
A plastic surgeon.
I'm a plastic surgeon. I do. You can, I have a little bit
what's
of a
fee.
I'm on Patreon. There's this like website where you can pay to have me be your, you know, dating app makeover. So, but what I'm saying to all the women out there and what I see, the first picture needs to be just you. Okay?
Yeah.
We are doing this based on the first reaction of our penis. Okay? That's the only thing making this decision. It's the same thing in a bar, but we don't have the time to sit in a bar with you. We go so quick, right, left, right, left, right, left, that it's just the initial, did my penis move? And you might be listening to this going, ew. Well, that's the reality, people. Okay? Sorry, not sorry. Okay? But then, that first picture, but what you're saying about the sexual stuff, it shouldn't be too sexy. I had a friend. She sent me her profile, and it was like huge boobs out.
Right.
In the beginning, and I was like, "Listen, don't do it. You're gonna get.
Are you gonna
crazy?
Are you gonna like swipe right on that?
I'm gonna swipe right, but here's the other problem. She put up this boobie picture, and I was like, I think that's too hot. And she was like, No, it's fine. I love this picture.
Of course.
She would get messages over Facebook from guys being like, hey, I saw you over this app, thought we would be a good connection, we should talk. And the only reason that was happening is male ego. Mm-hmm. And what we do is guys say, my mom thinks I look good in a suit, so everyone thinks I look good in a suit. and when guys swipe right, when a girl swipes right and doesn't get a match, she thinks, well, he already said no. When a guy swipes right and doesn't get a match, he thinks, she hasn't seen me yet. That's the difference in ego right there.
Wow.
And for a girl, that's why he's going over Facebook. So when you see that, so his penis is in his ear being like, send her the message. She hasn't seen you yet. Get the fuck over there. Go to her Facebook. Stalk her. She'll want to get a hello from you. That's our penis.
So creepy.
It's creepy,
but
this is...
How does he find her?
Well, come on.
It's easy.
How do we find her? How do you find anyone?
I guess.
You can find her.
Mutual friend. Go to the friends.
All your matches you do this for?
I'm not saying I do this. I'm saying this is what's happening when you're like a sexified picture, because guys are working with their penis. So, but I'm saying the way a girl should... What I've noticed from girls is that they're not fun enough in their profiles. They're too... The guys are too fun. Girls aren't fun enough.
What's fun about guys? I went fishing and this is my catch.
But fun is, here's what I mean by fun. And I hear what you're, the first reaction from you is correct. Okay. I'm not saying they're more fun, like I would want to hang out with them. I'm saying they're showing themselves.
They're
trying to fuck a dude in their profile a lot of times. Because guys will send me theirs, it'll be them chugging on top of a boar. Right. That they just killed, and like no woman wants to be a part of that.
Right.
You know,
so if guys are trying to impress other guys, are girls also kind of trying to impress other girls? Like,
I don't understand this guy's
subconsciously.
I think guys are putting out what they think their friends think are the coolest parts of them,
right.
As opposed to Girls are looking for who they want to date.
Right. Guys aren't putting up pictures of him and his mom.
It's not. Yeah.
Here's me and my 2-year-old nephew.
But girls wonder why, like,
my dog.
The dog thing, that's a little too cute.
The kids, I've seen that. Yeah.
If I was a girl, I would put something up as a first photo. It would be alone and something I would wear to meet the guy's dad.
His mom?
So not a bikini picture.
Not a bikini picture.
What's the difference between meeting the dad and meeting the mom?
Guys want to fuck a girl that their dad would want to fuck.
Shut up.
And I'm just saying. Okay.
Is that true? Great
insight. This is great insight. I'm giving you the truth. I want my dad to look at me from the cross room and go,
good job. Nice
work. What if they hate
their
dad?
Nice work, kiddo.
I see.
What if they don't like their dad?
I don't know.
They have issues. I mean, don't date that dude. Yeah. There's going to be other issues in that relationship. Right. But I'm saying to a girl, you want to dress like nice enough where it's like I can see your figure, I can see, you know, what you're working with, but also at the same time, like, it's not like my dad would look at me and go, what'd you bring home?
Right.
This is crazy.
But they don't care about the mom?
The mom is always thought of, but I'm just saying when I'm like thinking of like what I want
to
bring
home to your dad.
Because the dad's going to talk to the mom and be like, she's cute. You know, the mom is going to deal with personality stuff and like and talk to her. And
also the mom, I feel like, has their own hang-ups. Like, they have their own barriers.
I think I get with the formula is for you. It should be like belly button up.
Yes.
Like crew neck t-shirt, but it has to be like form-fitting.
Sure.
And then just like your hair needs to look as best as it could. Flowy.
Absolutely.
If
no friends.
It lends itself to that. No friends.
Stop with the friends.
Maybe there's an elbow of a friend to show you're not alone.
Yeah, friend bow.
Maybe.
Friend bow. Yeah, but like if you want friends pictures, put it in number 3.
And then don't look miserable. Like don't look miserable.
Yeah, don't be miserable.
Look like smiley as you can.
I'm picturing the perfect picture right now. I can like.
I saw a girl's profile today and I was like, this is a great profile. It was her alone, then it was her with friends, then it was her like eating like something when you could, she was very obviously at a party drinking, having like she's doing fun
but
things.
But she only eats in social situations.
Yeah, exactly. When we all want to eat. You know?
A lot of girls put up selfies. Is that like
it's
a
not
thing?
Selfies, but a lot of girls will
alonies.
See, alonies. Girls will do the photo shoot where they're laughing at a joke I've never even heard happen.
Where the director of the photo shoot.
This is
how hard they'll laugh at your joke.
Yeah, clear. Yes, I want a laughing picture. I want to see how hard she cackles. But I'm saying these are important things because a lot of girls will go too muted, or they'll go too sexualized. Mm-hmm.
Like the wanderlust type of where she's just like yoga,
Machu
and, like,
Picchu.
Yeah, like
I avoid those girls just because it's like, ugh, the exhaustion of what, like what
they
like
probably don't want to binge eat on a Sunday.
I don't want to binge eat on a Sunday, but also, okay, you're 25 and want to travel. I get it. Right. At 35, when you have a kid, it's over. Okay, right. I don't see a lot of moms with their babies in hand going, oh, I gotta tell you about Machu Picchu.
Also,
no, they're saying, let me tell you about little Harper.
Do you wonder ever, like, whose money are they going on these exotic trips
with? Whose money are they spending?
Like, ultimately, they'll be spending your money.
You know, I'm a little more of a feminist in this day and age. I would like to think that they would have their own money.
I'm just speaking realistically.
I hear you.
That, like, people can't afford to go on 10 exotic trips a year. It's just not doable.
Just understand the guy's point of view as far as what we're anxious about. We're anxious about having, especially in 2017... having to take care of someone, having to not have fun with someone, having to do things we don't want to do. And then I had a girl,
what kind of stuff do you not want to do? Like,
I mean,
yoga?
Don't tell me how much of a yogi you are if you don't actually teach a yoga class. Like,
right.
I had one girl, her tagline was looking for my
up,
kids,
I can feel it.
Looking for my future stay-at-home dad.
Oh,
and
geez.
Her profile was from Long Island. She's living at home. That joke doesn't work from Great Neck. Okay,
where does that joke work? Someone else to move in with
you. It works if you're in the city and you're fucking making $1 million a year. Yeah, I'll be your fucking stay at home dad. What do you see in guys' profiles that you don't like? Like, what have you seen in the past?
Any sort of like mirror selfie is like terrible,
or like holding like the phone here and like the mirror.
Yeah, the mirror.
Yeah, have someone take your picture.
Any sort of selfie, honestly.
Too many. I don't like pictures where guys. Profiles where guys are alone in like every pic. I want to know that they
have friends.
Totally. I get those. I mean, like, the guys send me their profiles, and a lot of times it's that they're partying too much,
mm-hmm.
And then the friend thing, always that first picture just has to be calm it down.
Right. But not too many friends, because then it's like they can't function alone. Oh, they won't be in a relationship.
I think if you, when every single photo is with friends, that's also a red flag.
Just like a well-balanced profile is nice. And also, like, I like when they have like a picture with like a niece or a nephew or something. Totally. I think it's like it shows that they're like can be.
It also shows they know what they're doing.
Know what they're doing, but also have thought about it. But also, here's the thing. Girls have to play to the guy's emotions, okay? Mm-hmm. Girls, what we're saying right now. Play to the fact that, you know, he wants to have fun with you. He wants this to be a little lighthearted at first, especially. But also, guys have to play to the girl's emotion. Every girl has written looking for, like, to go out on a Saturday night and stay in on a Sunday. Every girl writes that. So your profile should reflect that. As a guy, it should show that you'll go out on a Saturday, stay home on a Sunday.
Right.
Like,
what,
do you like watching
Netflix? My pet peeve.
Where's the Netflix? Show yourself a little bit, like, hammered.
Okay, right. The fratty photos, I also can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of guys, too much
Hawaiian
fun.
Hawaiian shirts. Yeah. Red like, solo beer cup. Saturdays are for the boys, make me want to die.
I hate the Mr. Funny pictures.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look at me, I'm funny. It's like, and that's
the same thing with girls, though.
Girls do the same thing.
Like, what's like an example of that?
Like, they're dressed in the Hawaiian shirt. It's like, look at the crazy. Exactly. But I'm saying that day there were some sort of funny hit. I think that they're showing that they're funny that day with their friends. Look at me in the dress,
like,
ridiculous
sure you could
thing.
Do that, but like if you're choosing that as your photo to present to like the your world. Mates.
Let me I'll give some people great advice right now. And we live in the generation of saying and not being. Okay? A lot of people are telling you who they are before they actually are that person. It's a lot easier to tell it before it is to be it. So in your pick, a lot of the bios will show like, I like to, I do this, I'm this person, I'm that person. That why don't you write one witty line that shows me you're that person?
The thing about me is...
Well, there's nothing I hate more like Yogi and like that they like talk about who they are like in
it's
their
also profile. Too serious too soon.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine going up to someone in a bar and being like, hey, I'm this, this, and that, and I'm looking for this, this, and that. We have to start treating these apps as a bar full of singles.
Yeah, because love smiling.
Make it, you know,
so then how do I sit in the corner and text then?
where's that section of the app? Well, that's another thing. Like, if you wrote that as a bio, a guy's gonna go, "Oh, she gets it."
Right.
It's
being real without saying.
But
that
most
you're
people aren't self aware. Yeah.
I think
so
there's
issue.
Nothing worse.
But that's why they're listening to us.
Yeah. Right.
There's nothing worse than someone who writes anything that's like. Need not apply, or like, don't message me.
Miss negativity.
But no, guys have that too. They're like,
really? speaking fluent sarcasm.
It's like, if all you have to talk about is this and this and this, like, don't message me or something.
Well,
it's like,
it sounds very jaded.
But you know what? Maybe that person.
Like, who made you the expert?
Right.
Yeah. You know?
But maybe we don't like that, but maybe the person who doesn't want to, who has the same three pet peeves, maybe they'll meet that perfect person and it'll work for them.
Samantha, here's where I hear where you're coming from. Like, that's the other. They've read the resume. Now we're cool. Why don't you have some personal responsibility? That's the thing that we, you know, the idea that we are just putting this list out there and then it's like 10 months down the line, you're going to go, but I wrote, I'm not here to waste time. And it's like, what the fuck, okay? How did you get to this moment right now, living as a human being on Earth, that you're putting, not here to hook up. Go fuck yourself, okay? Not here to hook. Why don't you just say, hey, no, I don't. And listen, you can say, write me, tweet me, text me, Instagram me. You want to say, oh, well, we live in this society of men taking advantage of. Okay, yes, of course. I'm acknowledging that reality. But in the game of we've gone on a great date, the guy kisses you at the end, says, hey, my apartment's nearby. Do you want to come up? You can, and then you look him in the eye and say, I had a really great time too. Tonight's not the night.
Just say
That's okay.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not assuming every guy to be this murderer raper. So come into the conversation that way. I'm getting ahead of the feedback that's like, you don't know what I understand that reality. But what I'm saying is give into the situation a little more. Own up that you're a good, you know, you're a woman or a man that has that owns their own shit and can have a standard.
Right.
And stick to that standard.
But it's just also important. Like, just don't start with no. Then you, like, give off this, like, fuck you vibe that's not, like, it's not conducive to, like, dating.
I get this a lot, and I say to a lot of people with dating that there's an improv. I've taken an improv class or two. Okay.
Wow.
And the one
Are you
thing,
a comedian?
I'm a comedian.
You're an expert?
I'm not an expert, just someone with a loud opinion, as you can tell. But my point is, in improv, you take these classes, but the only thing you learn in improv is yes and. Okay? So they say, anything someone says to you, say yes and this. So, but dating, the same rule should apply for dating. No but in dating never works. Yes and always is fun. Dating is not stand-up. It's not you performing for the other person. It's improv. It's you performing with the other person. So you want to say...
Very insightful metaphor.
But this is something that I've thought about it a lot, because a lot of girls, you know, being a comedian at JTrain56 on Twitter, at Jared Fried on Instagram.
Yeah, whatever, at Betches.
at Betches. So I, but as a comedian, I get a lot of girls that will come at me hard. They'll try to like hard neg me. So they'll be like, oh, and
they're hitting on you.
They're hitting on me, but they're trying to perform for me. And it's like, I don't need that in my life. I want someone that I'm funny with, even if no one else thinks it's funny.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, right. Well, there you're just trying to impress
you. You want it back and forth, not like someone who's like trying too hard.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do some emails.
Okay, our first Dear Betch and Jared is...
let's call these Dear Betch and Jared. Dear You Up. If you're writing in, it's youup@betches.com, UUP. At Betches.com. Send in anything you'd like pertaining to dating. We want your questions. The more complex and interesting, the better. We want, but also keep it to 200 words.
Yes, please keep it short.
Please tell us everything we need to know about the situation in under 200 words.
Yeah, maybe
words.
Add bullet points to like this context.
Bullets are great.
Yes.
And we only say this because we both have our own podcast. We all have our own podcast and we take emails. And listen, women... You guys put in a lot of deets that maybe we don't need, but guys also have the less interesting
emails.
Sometimes
the details help. We don't know.
I'll say for women, the details are maybe so much that it's crazy, and the guys are just not interesting. So let's pick it up on both sides.
But if people are sending beyond the necessary amount of detail, it means that they're just completely clueless because they don't even know what you're going to make your decision. Like you're going to get advice.
Well, sometimes the details matter. There's a couple of these emails I've already read through them. There's details that I've like picked up on. But
if they knew the important details, they wouldn't need our advice.
UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com. Hit us up. Put it in the title what you're talking about.
Dear You Up hosts, I'm hoping you can help me break this down. I recently moved into a two-bedroom apartment with my cousin and his girlfriend. We're more like friends, so I swear it isn't weird.
A few weeks ago, a bunch of his college
friends... Like, that's a detail we didn't need. I've heard of cousins living together.
Should we redline all these? Yeah.
And listen, we're going to give you shit while you write in your emails, but we also love you. So keep sending them in. Exactly. UUP@betches.com.
That's our favorite thing to do.
A few weeks ago, a bunch of his college friends were visiting, and we were all drinking and partying together all weekend. The first night, I spent a lot of time talking and dancing and making out with one of them at the bar, and he ended up sleeping in my bed. Nothing more happened that night or the next morning, despite my moderate efforts. The next day slash night, everything was back to normal like it had never happened.
What's a moderate effort? Yeah, I kind of want to know.
Like,
it's ball
like,
rub?
Yeah. It's like, I feel like maybe it's like a petting. I think a ball rub is a light serious effort. Yeah. Like a back.
I think a back pet.
Or like a turn.
Is a back pet what women think like is a moderate?
I don't know.
More than a back pet.
Maybe, I don't know, what's like a moderate effort?
It's like you take off
nipple
your shirt.
Twist.
I think taking off your shirt is a moderate effort. Probably.
Yeah, but I think taking off your shirt is like an aggressive effort. Like,
if you're not, if you're like making out with someone.
No, wait.
Did you sleep in your shirt?
No, wait.
She made out.
She put
she
it back on and
taking
it out.
Okay. I was just thinking.
But this is an interesting topic. I think it's interesting to talk about. The idea of like what gets you into the hookup, like they're in bed together. If we can just hold off for 2 seconds, they're in bed together. She's looking at him being like, they're already hooking up, but it's like she wants to fuck, which is her right. That's great, perfect. But he is holding back at some point. Like I dated this girl once. And we'd get to, like, I would, like, go to take her shirt off, and she would, like, shimmy out of the shirt. Like, not, like, out of me taking off the shirt. And it would just feel like I didn't have hands anymore. Felt like my wrists weren't, like, able to take her shirt off. And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah,
this is weird.
She's shimmying out of it like her dad like is undressing her.
She just wasn't letting me take off her shirt. She was being so difficult.
She was resisting.
Resisting makes me sound awful.
Like when I'm trying to hold.
sorry, she wasn't resisting.
But she was like,
you're playing tug of war.
There was a heavy vibe that she was not DTF, and then I would give up. I would say, okay,
good.
I've given my attempt. I'm going to bed. Right. And right. To her,
it seems like she's the one putting in the...
She's done what I did in that situation.
Right. I think moderate effort is relative. One person could think they're making a moderate effort, and the person could not get the hint. It really depends on like the
that's
two people's
true.
Social cues.
I haven't read the email, but I feel like he has another girl that he's interested in.
You think there's another girl here?
I haven't read the email, but I would not be surprised if on the side he has another girl that he's interested in, and that's why he wasn't...
Here,
let's finish
the email. But for ladies out there, I'd consider moderate touching my balls.
Okay.
Thank
future
you.
Future ref.
The next day or night, everything was back to normal like it had never happened, which was no big deal to me. But then at the end of the night, who should drunkenly stumble into my bed but this guy? This time, literally just to cuddle and hold hands, and again, drunkenly pillow talking about how he has been thinking of moving here, and now he might have to so that we could... quote unquote, keep this going, and how he felt like he quote unquote won. At the end of the weekend, he went back to his city without so much as asking for my number, and I was left scratching my head and wondering what the fuck just happened. Is he weirded out that I'm my friend's cousin or that I live with him? Was he totally bullshitting me and using me for my real bed so that he didn't have to sleep, in the living room with the other five dudes visiting? What gives? He's super hot and very cool, and while he doesn't live in my city, they do these mini reunion weekends pretty often, so he'll definitely be coming to visit again. Not sure what the end game is for me here, but any advice on decoding his actions during the weekend and how to play it the next time he visits would be very useful. Sorry for the length. Hope you can shed some light.
I think he was definitely borrowing her bed. Like she was.
Yeah,
like,
I think he also doesn't. I think he might have someone like in his hometown, which is why he was like not going farther than making out.
I have a different opinion.
Okay, what's your opinion?
I think
that's what I would think.
If he was doing it for the bed, he would have joked about it.
Right.
I've done that for the bed, and I've been in that situation, and I've always called it out. Because I want to get ahead of it to make it sound like I'm not doing that by calling it out.
He also said, like,
and also
I
make it clear
this
that
this going.
Isn't
it's like the accidental text.
That
on
could
purpose.
Be bullshit.
The accidental the text on purpose. Yeah, this is like this is similar to that where
that
I would go.
Good.
With,
that
I would
great,
get into the bed and I would be like, oh man, I guess I'm not the loser that had to sleep on the floor tonight. You know, so I would make a comment about that.
She
if
might
didn't
have
make
left
the
that
comment,
detail out.
Well, the fact that she might have, but the fact that she included the detail about how he. You know, won and he made it. Guys will tell the storybook of your relationship to you to lock you into that storybook. We know that girls like hearing about this, oh, you're like this colorful language.
Yeah.
So he might be locking you up for a bed the next time. He also wants to, since there's five dudes coming, he wants to be the guy who hooks up every time. So part of you is part of that game of like, he is a man.
Right.
He's the one that came to the town from out of town, and he's the one that got with the chick, even if, and the reason he's not fucking is because guys will think of the breakup before they think of the hookup.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, so he might lose his bed next time.
He'll, like, no one would have an office romance.
But he'll lose the friend. The friend. He knows that he will fuck up this friendship if they fuck.
So many, no. So
because he doesn't want to be serious.
He doesn't want to be. He's saying he's trying to move to her town. She said that, right?
Yeah, right.
He's trying to move to her town. Her town is full of other single chicks. So let's say they fuck. Then he moves to the town. Now he's stuck with this girl with all these other options that are not out there, but he thinks are out there.
Isn't the whole thing with guys is that they like act on impulse, especially like when it comes to sex?
The impulse was getting in the bed and making out and doing all the bar makeup was the impulse.
So he really found himself. Like
I just think she needs what she needs to do. She needs to the next time he comes.
Don't give her bed up.
No, don't give your bed up, but also they should, if they do the same bar makeout, she needs to give him some shit. She needs to call out his manhood as far as like, hey, are we just going to have like a fourth grade sleepover?
Yeah.
Not are you gay, but more like, hey, I'm not looking forward to just Cuddleville later tonight. Like, give him shit. Don't expect this. I would say something like, don't expect to sleep in my bed if you're just going to touch my feet.
Right.
You know, like I want, you know, I would
say
to her,
would you say that to a girl who slept in your
bed? Was off the top of my head.
That's
maybe
actually
not.
A great word.
Like, what's that?
There's a nightly rate. What it
for cuddling?
Yeah.
For well, cuddling listen, in my bed.
You gonna, you should have stayed in the hotel if we're just going to, I can find you a body pillow.
For sure.
I would have
she
just
should
a little
send
bit
him a link on Amazon to a body pillow.
That's funny. But I'm saying she needs to get out in front of like, hey, I'm here to fuck. His problem is he knows that he
but if, she
if
does
he fucks
that, then
it's
like,
over for his fun trips
right.
He's now on a trip to see a girlfriend, not for the reunion trip. That's
and especially
I mean.
If he comes back there and it's his friend
totally
and she's there every time.
He
oh,
loses
see
the
that.
Freedom of this trip, so he's seeing the breakup before he's doing the
I
fuck
feel like
up.
Most guys won't do that though, and he's kind of smart.
I think the story of a lot of guys is that we want to fuck all the time, but a lot of girls are in this similar situation where they're like, why is he not pushing it ahead? It's because we know that the small writing on a contract is if we haven't fucked, don't feel bad.
Oh, right. Oh, that's a good rule.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so like a lot of guys, and I do this myself. I was seeing this girl, and we were going on dates, we're hanging out, and I knew family members of hers. And we were having a good time, but I was like, if we fuck, I'm an asshole to this family. That's why I have the aunt rule. I have an aunt rule.
Aunt rule?
Aunt
rule.
I've been ghosting. I'm from Boston. Ghosting, I think, exists because guys don't mind being assholes to girls that they have no one else in common with.
Right.
So I kind of think of it as like there was a day and age before apps where an aunt would fix you up and then she would be like, what happened with Tracy?
And she couldn't tell you that she like, oh, he slept with me and then never called me again.
And then you're the
asshole. Aunt would look at you and be like, are you an animal? You didn't call her and just let her know you didn't want to. You just fucked her? Aunt would give you a face that you'd be like, oh my God, I'm a bad person. Nowadays, you could match with someone on one of the apps, you know, and you could be like, all right, we fucked. No one cares.
Right.
Right.
What I was thinking when I was reading this, her bigger issue is that he didn't even like ask for her number. So
yeah, that's interesting.
What's your opinion on that? Like, do you feel like have you ever like been into a girl but not asked for her number?
Maybe because they didn't have sex.
That's probably the most important
thing.
You
would think he would like, but I think her question is like, why doesn't he want it?
That's interesting. I think guys love to live in the world of
detachment.
Detachment. Like, the phrase I have for it is This is great for radio.
You'll get that phrase. You'll get it.
The phrase is they're blissful naivete. Guys will live in blissful naivete. So for him, he can be like, oh, like his response to like, why didn't you get my number? I'm here all the time. You got, I'm with all the crew. We're always here. And also, you know, so, but when so in reality, really, it's like, get their fucking number.
But also, if they right. continue to text too, that could also like make the waters muddy for when he comes back.
That's yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Expectations. And it's like expectations are set way
but
higher.
But a lot of girls will be like, he doesn't even realize. We all fucking realize.
Yeah,
we
of know course. What we're doing. You know when you don't ask for a number.
You know when you don't ask for a number. Yeah. You know that it's a weird thing. Anything you find weird, we find weird. But we have the ability to be, oh, dumb dude. I can live in dumb dude land. That's forever. And it's fucked up, but I we get I hate, you're I the one question. Giving it to us.
I have a question. Is
girls
is,
give us that. Look at all these emails that we get.
I know.
And they're always making excuses. He's busy, he's this, he's mm-hmm. that, he's this. Don't write his excuses for me. I'll give right. him the excuses.
I have a question. Is there ever a time when like the guy is playing dumb and he really is dumb?
Yeah.
Does
but
that
yeah,
exist?
Listen, I think we're all the bell part of the curve. Okay, mm-hmm. we're not the in average. The tails. We always give people the benefit of being in the tails.
No,
that is the 1% of guys are dumb to this shit.
Right. The you're guy who doesn't answer like, he's just the
right. Yeah, yeah, you're. Right. Right. We're all 10% away from each other. We're not special. We're all the same. We're all feeling and thinking the same things.
Right.
So when you give this guy the 1% benefit of the doubt, you're like it's like when a guy doesn't text you back. Well, he's a bad texter. You know how few bad texters I know.
I'm a pretty bad texter.
How bad are you?
But if you, you know, but like, if you care,
if I
you'll
cared
text.
About somebody, I'll yeah. answer them back.
Yeah. No one's a bad texter for when sure. they give a shit.
Everyone,
about
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. You're a bad texter when you don't give a shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I don't tell answer. This. I answer. I don't answer a ton of people. It's because yeah. I don't give a shit about speaking to them.
I got to text. I got to text.
I'm bad at. Right. I'm bad at.
My
fake
mom texts
texting.
Me all the time. Yeah. She never gets an answer.
Totally.
It's not because I'm a bad texter. I'm a really great texter with people I like.
It's because Jordana hates her mom.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
Let's do the next email.
Okay. Dear you up hosts. We got to come up with something better. Like dear fuckers.
Dear uppers.
Yeah.
Dear uppers.
That sounds like a drug podcast.
Yeah.
Tons
of uppers in this room.
I'm a junior at Texas College and my love life is in shambles. A few months ago, I started hooking up with one of my good guy friends who happens to be also in the same fraternity as my psychotic ex. Other than a minor incident involving my ex threatening my new guy with a loaded pistol.
Oh, sounds minor.
Oh, God.
No, this is Texas.
This is a moderate thing. Loaded pistol, things have been pretty smooth sailing. Needless to say, he's been institutionalized. Wait, not having a mental health. Just
it's just the calmness with which she writes this email.
You know, this
it's been pretty
me
smooth sailing.
You know, yeah. Raven, he was you remember Raven from The Bachelorette and how she like went batshit and like
stabbed her
ex with like a shoe, the stiletto. Her stiletto, and then she just casually just got into a fight.
Yeah.
Okay, let me keep
might up. Be a Southern thing.
Yeah, I think so.
I think yeah, the loaded she's pistol. Yeah,
he's a great kisser, and
but
I love
we love
his
our Southern listeners.
We do. Yeah. Please keep writing.
They're amazing. He's a great kisser, and I love his personality and spending time with him. But we've been talking for nearly 3 months, and we've only had sex 3 times. All drunk, and yes, I have tried talking to him about it, but let's be real, I was drunk then too. We hang out about 3 times a week and talk every day. I've tried making the first move and hinting, but I'm not comfortable making all the moves, aka jumping his bones. I'm not sure if he's just not sexual, if he's nervous, or what, but I need help on what to do because I'm not sure I can be in a sexless relationship. Help. Sincerely, sexless and confused.
I don't think she has to worry about being in a sexless relationship with this guy because she doesn't need to be worried about being in a relationship with him at all.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like he likes her?
I don't
her?
Think he likes her that much.
Oh, what are you talking about? Why?
Because they've in 3 months they've hung out 3 times a week and they've only had sex 3 times while drunk.
He had a loaded pistol drawn on him.
Yeah, why would he be texting every day?
Yeah, I think he likes her.
I think
this
guy
definitely
likes
her.
He really
likes
her.
He'd probably be out after the pistol. That would be a great excuse. Yeah,
but I think he knows that, like, this is... Maybe he just has anger issues. I think this is, like, another, like...
No, it's the ex with the pistol.
A lot of guys get worried about, like, the friend thing. Guys and girls, we always get worried. Like, if you're friends with someone that turns into a relationship, you're like, oh, fuck, we've left Friend Island, and we are out to sea... And the only ending is marriage land.
To clarify, really? He's not the one with the pistol. It was the ex.
The ex drew a pistol on him.
So you think the reason they've only had sex 3 times, even though they hang out a lot?
I think he's trying to take this so slow because he's like nervous about how this will end the friendship.
I think he's afraid of the ex. At this point.
But then why have sex?
Yeah, but he's already
fucked.
Yeah,
I have sex at all.
Someone at all. Like one time, you might as well just keep going.
I think he's also like the
idea. Unless they're drunk.
Yeah. I think for her, she needs to have a sober moment and face reality.
What if she's just not necessarily just like that straight?
That was another thing.
Might be
gay. Why even get into it with a guy who's
but also this is
they're
college.
Friends,
they're
not sure.
You know, who knows if maybe he's confused.
Yeah.
There's so much going on here, but a lot of this is a her issue, not a him issue. I think, like, well, I'm saying, like, go get, you're giving in to these drunken hookups.
No,
you're
she wants it.
I know, but she said, even in her email, she's afraid to bring it up. She
yeah,
only goes
so
through
with
it. It's
crazy to me that people are afraid to bring things up. Like, have some, like,
they're not afraid to bring it up. No, they're afraid of what
totally
the answer is.
Like, you don't
want to
seem like you're,
have
no,
confidence and
I don't
just
think
ask,
it's about
like,
that.
Okay, why aren't we fucking? Like, that's it.
You know
or sometimes
people
are afraid of the answer.
And they're afraid of
that's
the answer.
I mean.
And they're afraid
right.
of being alone.
Yeah.
She's saying, if he won't be with me, my best friend. If we get along this well as best friends,
I know.
Why not the fuck it? So to her, she's like, who could I ever connect with on a level of my best guy friend and have the fuck it? Like, she can't see an alternative being as good as what this is because she's afraid to lose it.
She's in college. How much time is she spending sober anyway?
I think it's definitely scary, especially in college. Like, people are, I think, a lot more hesitant to, like, say truthful things and, like, ask about things. Like, when you're dating in your late 20s, I think that's there's definitely, it's much easier to say what you want.
Because you're not wasting time.
And ask what you want. When you're in college, you're like, I don't know, maybe, like, that's like a weird thing to ask. Like,
what's she going to do?
Well, if she wants
ask
some adult
like
insight.
3 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Here's the,
like,
no, but
when
the benefit
sober.
Of the benefit of this is that they're already friends. So the benefit is they do hang out sober, and this is not being spoken about when they're sober because she's afraid of losing those sober hangouts. But guess what, bitch?
No, they talk every.
They talk
out
every day.
Time.
And they hang out 3 times a week.
Like, if she doesn't
guess
hate
what?
The hookup,
no, he doesn't hate her. He definitely doesn't hate her.
It's time to say what's going on here.
Right.
And it's time to look him in the eye and say, hey, I know this is awkward to bring up, but I want to have sex with you. And if you don't want to have sex with me, that's totally fine. But I need to know that so I can move on because I'm starting to feel bad about myself based on the way you're responding to me because we're supposed to be together.
Right.
And unless you can get over the ex and the pistols and the, you know, institutionalizing.
Right. Also, he's in an institution. You're safe.
You're safe. So I think you.
Until he gets out.
She's going to either hear yes, no, or maybe.
Right.
If it's a yes, go with it and fuck all day, all night. If it's a no, say, hey, we have to take some time as a break as friends right now because right now we're faking being friends to save this relationship.
Right.
I hope that she takes our advice and then lets us know because I feel like she's going to hear like a guy who's like maybe not sure.
Well, then usually with the maybe I would think of as a no.
Maybe's always enough.
Or it's that he's not able to say yes affirmatively enough, even if he's leaning yes, to make it like worth it.
Well, I disagree. I've said maybe so many times.
Maybe it's always no.
It's always meant. Hey, you know, and maybe it isn't just the word maybe. It's hey, let's do drinks this weekend. Well, I'm busy this weekend. Right. Let's try for next week.
It's like I don't want to. That's a maybe. Maybe is I don't want to offend you by telling you no.
Yeah, right. if it meant you, if I knew you weren't gonna cry.
If you're asking, right? If he's telling his friends about the situation, he's never saying maybe.
Right.
He's saying maybe because he doesn't want to be an asshole.
Right.
But so maybe means no. A no means no. A yes means yes. There you go.
Yeah.
But you have to talk to him sober, and you have to say to him, you have to make it your issue. It's not his issue.
Right.
I feel bad about myself because we should be fucking.
Right.
And that's okay to say.
It's okay to say those words.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's play a game. Let's play our very first edition of UUPs. It's called Red Flag or Deal Breaker.
Right.
I'm going to read some scenarios and we can decide if they are red flags or just or complete deal breakers.
So red flag meaning like I'm seeing it, I'm not for it, but I'll go with it. Deal breaker meaning
Okay. First scenario.
Can we have a third one which is like this is good?
You're into
they
it?
They wouldn't be in the game.
Oh.
Oh, I mean maybe some people like, okay.
Okay.
The third option can be like
red flag, deal breaker, green flag.
Green flag.
Yeah.
They call their mom and dad every night before they go to bed, even when they're with you.
Red flag.
It's a red flag. Why?
How late?
Every time.
Right before they go to bed?
With you.
Every time. With you.
Yes.
Here's why it's a good thing. Green flag.
Oh, wow. I agree it's a good thing, but not every time.
I want anyone I date to have other relationships that aren't with me.
Their mom and dad? Absolutely.
That means free time. You don't want to be together all the time. No, it's this is. I would rather
every night
than not the opposite. Not calling your parents. I don't want to do Thanksgiving at my house every year.
But can't they call like in the afternoon, like not just right before we go to bed?
I need a girl who's going to go to a movie with her mom.
She can do that without calling her every night.
So that I can masturbate while they're gone. I just have to need that freedom.
She can do that without calling every single night before bed, mom and dad.
But if this is what I need to know that that's happening, like I'm okay with it. So I guess it's a red flag, but not a deal breaker. It's not for me.
Red flag.
You just said green flag, like look.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the positive.
Bring
this.
It on.
The positive in this.
What if they call their mom every night before they go to bed with you, and then they first thing when they wake up call her too? This is a
what
call.
Does her mom
this
look
a
like?
Text.
Is it FaceTime?
Would I fuck her mom? No, I think
this is a red flag, but not necessarily a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker. Right. I think it
indicates a weird level of codependence.
Well,
agreed,
also from a
which
girl's
is why it's a red flag.
Like you guys probably see a lot of guys, or have seen a lot of guys that are like. This relationship with the mom is fucking weird.
Yes.
What is that? Especially because you're dating Jewish guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's even worse.
I prefer a good relationship with a mom, though.
Absolutely.
Right, but of course. Overnight. So like that's why it's just a red flag, this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's different levels. There's different levels of red. I had an ex who we all from college, we all knew, had a
very close.
Was very close with his mom. He used to like sit on her lap. They went away for spring break.
Sit on her lap.
And post it on Facebook.
Yeah. She would post it on Facebook.
No, how heavy was he?
The sister.
He was like,
was he how skinny
size.
Was he?
He was normal.
He was kind of like you.
I'm not sitting on my mom's lap.
Right. Well, okay. My mom herself was strange. She like
it was a really weird family dynamic. Okay. It was like a very strange thing. But he would like call her all the time. He told me he was like the number one woman in his life.
He went on spring break with her.
His mom actually told me that they were like in love. It was weird.
Did he go on like spring break with her?
Yeah, he didn't go on spring break with me, so he could go away. South of France with his mom.
Moms are fucking weird with this shit. My mom once said to me, like, she goes, I showed her a picture of a girl I was hooking up with, and she goes, ugh, they all look like me. And I was like, over.
Oh my God.
Little does she know, she just ruined the whole relationship.
Yeah. Maybe you want a girl that's just like your mom.
I think a lot of guys do. I mean, I think a lot of guys are like, okay, it's better, you know, like I know what that entails and, you know, but I think it's a little less weird than that.
You just can't say it out loud. Like, you know, it's subliminally.
It's somewhat, there's truth to it. You want someone that's familial. At a certain point, like, you want someone that you feel like family with.
Right.
I think that's important. So
it's an inbreeding thing. Yeah.
It's just a little creepy when you see at the wedding and like the mother-in-law looks exactly like the bride and they have the same makeup and hair person, and it's so
creepy. That's
why
a lot of couples look alike. It's not because we're weirdos. It's because we're narcissists. We want to fuck ourselves.
It's true. They're perfect. Oh, sorry. They're perfect in every way, but they do a standing that slow clap when the plane lands that turns into a very fast clap.
So they literally a flight lands.
Right. Every clapping. Time you're flying with them.
Do you want me to demonstrate?
And the
you
flight
start clapping and then you clap so much that you're brought to your feet.
Too much clapping, I hate clapping.
But you're standing. You're standing.
You can't.
When have you ever seen someone do this?
Never.
Okay, that's why it's a deal breaker.
General, like, clap. Like,
I'm not a great flyer.
No clap.
I'm not a great flyer.
They're so happy that the plane landed safely.
And I'm happy it's landed safely, but I've never clapped.
One clap.
You've never heard people clap.
I'm saying this is a deal breaker. And the 2000s, and now people have decreased in clapping because it's not so.
You read the
It's not so weird to land.
I've just noticed. I've noticed the trends of clapping. Of flying by flying myself.
I think that like one clap while everyone else is doing it is neutral, but this slow then fast is deal breaker because it's weird. It's just weird.
It's just a very specific movie.
It's very like, if you don't understand social cues.
It's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Okay, we're ending on the plane before we get to the fucking
before
terminal.
Before she finishes clapping.
Yeah,
if that was happening,
I'm
I would just
over.
Look at the person and just wait till it's done and just be like, sorry.
Hey,
I don't
peace.
Get on the return that way. Yeah. Right. You could just pretend you're not.
Well, ready. Here's the problem with clapping. The clapping is a much deeper issue. When you clap like
they're
that,
happy.
You're letting... It's not about you. You're letting the rest of the plane know I'm a good person who cheers... Look at me!
I'm
the clapper.
I don't think clapping makes you a good person.
No, but that's what they think they're doing. They're
that's
announcing
crazy.
To the group.
Like, yes.
We have it at comedy clubs all the time. There'll be a girl at a comedy club. Every time we go,
when she's offended
to a joke, so they'll not laugh. Uh-huh. They'll go because they want to let the rest of the room know I'm more sensitive than you. I'm the arbiter of what sensitivity is.
Oh.
I think the same. And I think the same goes for clapper. They are just letting the plane know.
So it's a deal breaker for you.
I guess I don't understand
more polite
the psychology.
Than you. I clap for the pilot.
But
and this is why
this woman's perfect in every way besides that, let's say.
Game over.
They're not perfect in every way.
Can you not? And then if they say no, then it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
What if
they're like, it's been a tradition in my family.
This is what we do.
I must clap.
Well, what if they say, not only can I not, but I would appreciate it if you would clap. Join me in the clap. Because I don't want to be up here alone.
I fucking start looking around a room when a girl talks too loud. I'm like, why are you talking at this volume?
Jared, has anyone ever told you you have a very loud voice?
I scream.
Yeah, you scream.
But only when I get excited for podcasts.
So you got to be a quiet girl.
We would be
with a quiet girl.
Yeah. Because
like otherwise you guys are just like screaming together.
Well,
right?
I'm not in competition. In podcasts it's different than like I will sit there like very quiet side of a room. Like I'm not like looking to like
right. You do have a low decibel like when you're calm.
When I am hanging.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
when you're lamping.
When I'm lamping. What is lamping?
from Curb.
It's like,
oh yeah,
it's beyond chilling.
Beyond chilling.
I've heard that word before.
Same.
I've
heard it when we were, well, like, I heard from
I heard from a black guy.
Oh, listen, so it's real.
So I got a word from the community is that it was a thing before.
I think like before now, Curb.
It
was a rap
thing. I saw a tweet, a buddy of mine tweeted, he was like, now white people are going to start saying lamp, and like they just heard it on Curb. And
do
it's
you
like,
remember that
it's
like
a real
sweatshirt, yeah, that like overpriced sweatshirt a few years ago?
Yeah.
That says the Lamptons. Do you remember that?
No.
It was like a Free City type sweatshirt that was like, it said that, the Lamptons. It was like $200.
I'm not that cool.
Me either.
Mine would have been structure.
Like
the person
who made
it is not cool either. Right. Anyway, back to dating.
Yeah. Let's do one more.
Okay. Oh, red flag or deal breaker, they read at a fourth grade level.
Which means they can read, just not very fast.
What happened to them, though?
I'm cool with it.
They're just terrible at reading.
I'm cool with it.
Every time, like, you get, like, instructions, she's, like, with her finger, like,
no.
My
brother and I,
hot water.
My aunt used to date a guy that my brother and I were convinced couldn't read. Like, we would put stuff in front of him, and he would just go, yeah. And he would just, like, wave it off. And we thought it was the funniest thing, like, thinking, like, maybe he can't read. But I'd rather a fourth grade reading level than a reader.
What are you, Gaston?
I'm just saying. Not
like
because they're well read, just because.
We need to put you in
the
Gaston.
The book is better than the movie.
Women who read are
dangerous.
Like,
you're gonna listen to that bullshit. Oh, you gotta read this book, and I have to go. Oh, of course. I'm not reading a fucking book. We have podcasts. We have TV. We're done. Books are over, people. Okay, get over it.
He's like Danny DeVito and Matilda.
Yeah, it's over.
What do you want a book for?
Are you in this family?
Yeah, I'm Danny DeVito and Matilda. Yeah.
So for you, that's a green flag.
Green flag. Fourth grade reading level. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna watch a movie and be idiots together. Perfect.
All right. On that note, I feel like we should end.
No, but you didn't give your answer.
I think it's like, I think it's a red flag verging on deal breaker.
Okay.
Like, it depends what a fourth grade reader looks like. I don't know what a
fourth
grade reading sounds
like. You love reading.
Yeah, I love reading.
Yeah, for me, it's like a red no.
What is it? What is a fourth grade reader?
It's gonna take a while to text back.
What is a fourth grade reader read like?
Yeah.
I feel like in fourth grade, like, I could read a lot.
Well, you're like a little advanced.
Yeah, you're an advanced. What reading level group are you in?
Me or the person?
I think it's a red flag, and here's why, and not a deal breaker. Because it would take you too long to realize that they could only read at fourth grade level, and at that point you'd be in too deep.
Yeah.
To be like, oh my god, you're reading slow? Like,
no,
get the fuck out of here.
I don't think it's about reading slow.
You can't read the fucking menu.
No,
they
can
read
the words out loud. You don't know how fast they're reading.
In fourth grade,
no one reads the menu out loud.
I read everything out loud.
Also, like,
you'd also know by his text a little bit.
That's true.
Right.
Also, I think it just means that you, like, don't get what you're reading. Everyone who's in fourth grade can read words. Like,
it's comprehension, too.
They can read a menu. They know what a chicken is.
I have no concept of, like, children's education, so I have no idea, like, when you're reading what at what age.
Well...
You can definitely read words. Like, you can read texts.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. I think that's, like, a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
Would you date someone with dyslexia?
Dyslexia?
Yeah.
That's
all
it
is.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's
Ian
that.
Ian bringing heat from the left side.
Yeah.
I think, dyslexia is whatever you have a problem.
But you can read.
Yeah.
But, like, not
that's
reading
not for
means, like, what, you dropped out of school, like, you just decided
dyslexia
to stop
is
reading.
Dyslexia is, like, not for lack of effort.
Yeah.
The question should be not a reader versus a reader.
Maybe it should be red flag or deal breaker. They have never read a full book on their own, like, outside of school. And they have not read for school.
That would be me.
Okay.
Literally me.
I guess we can't date now between you guys. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if they have, like, never read a book, that is a deal breaker to me.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
No.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
I think it is. If they've never read a book ever,
it's totally not.
And I prefer.
Yeah.
So,
you guys,
can
date.
This was fantastic. I think we did a good job the first episode.
I agree. If you guys agree, let us know. And if you don't agree, then shut the fuck up.
So we're going to be here every...
Thursday, we think.
We'll
let you know.
uup@betches.com is where you can send your emails. uup@betches.com. uup@betches.com. It's going to be us.
You can spell that, Jack.
That was a struggle. But it's going to be us every Thursday with dating advice and dating perspective.
Send us topics, what we want us to talk about. Like,
perfect.
And we'll talk about anything.
We'll talk about anything. If you have news stories, dating stuff that's in the news, we'll talk about that. That'll be our opening segment. Then we'll get into emails, and then we'll do the games.
Yeah.
And then we might have some guests.
Yeah.
So that could be fun too. So if you've enjoyed today's episode, please go on iTunes, rate us, give us a nice 5-star review. Go pump that up. We want this to be a huge release so that people can see it. We want you to share it with your girlfriends, your guy friends, anyone that you talk to about dating. Let them know about You Up Podcast. It's going to be great. It's going to be every week. It's going to be a combination of me and the variation of the Betches, yeah, right?
Aileen, it could be Jordana. It could be Sammy.
You it could never be all know. Three. Yeah. You never know. But that's what's going to make each episode different and interesting. And we want you to go rate and subscribe.
Yeah.
iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, anywhere you pick up podcasts, add this to your library.
Spotify.
It's going to be great, and we're very excited to do this. We're very excited to answer your questions, and please send your emails. youup@betches.com. Thank you, guys. This was great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Boom.
Betches.